unless the maker has access to levels of technology that don't, as far as we know, exist yet. Assuming the footage is entirely computer-generated means that your maker either has de-engineered Roswell CGI capacities or a completely secure rendering operation. If you rule out the alien tech, where can you find that? Hollywood. Yes, but possibly in the more globally distributed sense. You're doing CGI in Hollywood, your rendering might be being done in New Zealand, say, or Northern Ireland, or maybe in Hollywood. Point is, that's still the industry. People talk. Given the interest this stuff has been generating, you need a cultural pathological secrecy to keep it from getting out. You're not in Garage Kubrick, then, she says. You're in Spielberg's closet, the supposition that the footage is being produced by someone who already has godlike production resources. Someone who, for some reason, is opting to produce and release very unconventional material in a very unconventional way. Someone with the clout to keep it quiet.
You buy it?
No.
Why not?
How much time have you spent with the actual footage?
Not much.
How do you feel when you watch it?
He looks down at his noodles, then up at her. Lonely?
Most people find that that deepens, becomes sort of polyphonic. Then there's a sense that it's going somewhere, that something will happen, will change, she shrugs. It's impossible to describe, but if you live with it for a while, it starts to get to you. It's just such a powerful effect, induced by so little actual screen time. I've never felt convinced that there's a recognized filmmaker around who can do that, although if you read the footage boards, you'll see different directors constantly nominated.
Or maybe it's a repetition. Maybe you've been looking at this stuff for so long that you've read all this into it, and talking with other people who've been doing the same thing.
I've tried to convince myself of that. I've wanted to believe it simply in order to let the thing go, but then I go back and look at it again, and there's that sense of, I don't know, of an opening into something. Universe? Narrative?
Eat your noodles, then we can talk.
And they do, walking. Up to Camden Lock, along the high street, the weekend's crusaders all gone home, passing the window of the designers of Damien's kitchen cabinets, Boone touching on his childhood in Oklahoma, the highs and lows of his startup experience, vicissitudes of industry and the broader economy since the previous September. He seems to be making an effort to tell her who he is, Case in turn telling him a little about her work, nothing at all about its basis in her peculiar sensitivities. Until they find themselves on the canal's shabby towpath, under a sky like a gray-scale cybochrome of a Turner print, too powerfully backlit. This spot reminding her now of a visit to Disneyland with Wynne and her mother when she was 12. Pirates of the Caribbean had broken down and they'd been rescued by staff wearing hip waders over their pirate costumes to be led through a doorway into a worn, concrete-walled, oil-stained subterranean realm of machinery and cables, inhabited by glum mechanics, these backstage workers reminding Case of the Morlocks in the Time Machine.